today's goodie, I want to go on talking about the way the brouhaha in the Capitol confused everyone. Most TV watchers, casual TV watchers, are completely confused. They do not know the difference between the nonviolent protests of the people in the Black Lives Matter movement and the brouhaha of these white supremacist male, I don't know what to call them, biker boys, you know, the Proud Boys. It's a whole list of their names. I don't even like to use their names. The Boogaloos, or the most disgusting, yeah, the Boogaloo group. Those are the ones. I don't know. Now, we know that all of this so-called civil disobedience is, what is it, sometimes done the right way. Now, Martin Luther King spends a lot of time trying to explain the difference between just laws and unjust laws, you know, and how you be the first person to advocate obeying the just laws. But we've got not only a legal, but a moral responsibility, yeah, to obey the just laws. And conversely, you got a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Oh, he says, Martin Luther King says, I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Now, you've seen this. You've seen them up in Seattle. You've seen them everywhere. Just about everywhere. I don't know. King writes about nonviolent gadflies. We all know them. We admire them. I've admired them since the 50s. They were always out there, but they didn't hit the mass media for a while. They're nonviolent gadflies. I'm playing here with a copy of Martin Luther King's Letter from Birmingham Jail, written so many years ago. He's in jail, and he's writing to the people who question his motives and his passion. Yes, yes. Edmund Burke, he writes about Edmund Burke, 1770, wrote, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I think the good men are starting to do something, don't you? He says, in his letter from Birmingham Jail, he says, just as Socrates felt that it was necessary to create a tension in the mind so that individuals could rise from the bondage of myths and half-truths to the unfettered realm of creative analysis and objective appraisal, we must see the need of having nonviolent gadflies to create the kind of tension in society that will help men rise from the dark depths of prejudice and racism to the majestic heights of understanding and brotherhood. You got that? Got that straight? Got it? Nonviolent gadflies. Gotta get out there, wave your sign, you know, write your letters, make your phone calls, do your thing. Put on funny hats. I don't know. He goes on to say history is the long and tragic story of the fact that privileged groups seldom give up their privileges voluntarily. Individuals may see the moral light and voluntarily give up their unjust posture. But groups are more immoral than individuals. There we go. It's called male bonding. Put them all together, you got an army. they don't talk as one. They get together, they hold hands. Even the other guys, they hold hands and sing old labor songs. Everybody gets together in a group, and then they're powerful. Sometimes that's a wonderful thing. Other times it's war. In any case, let's see, Martin Luther King, he goes on to say, he says, you express a great deal of anxiety over our willingness to break laws. He's speaking of the movement that was going on in, let's see, late 50s, early 60s, down south. Our willingness to break laws, he says, this is certainly a legitimate concern since we so diligently urge people to obey the Supreme Court's decision of 1954 outlawing segregation in the public schools. It is rather strange and paradoxical to find us consciously breaking laws now. One may well ask, how can you advocate breaking some laws and obeying others? The answer is found in the fact that there are two types of laws. I'm repeating what I said before, yeah. Unjust laws and just regular ones. Mahatma Gandhi had a wonderful time with this. I don't know what the laws were about salt, but I loved his salt march. That was such a big deal when I was a very young woman. Gandhi and a couple of million, I think, mostly Hindus, I don't know. Half the